So the last time I talked about my baby daughter on this show, she was breaking my heart and like spitting out the beautiful cauliflower puree I made her. But in the months since, she's turned into a totally different eater. She's mowing down broccoli, salmon collars, pigtails. She even, I swear to God, voluntarily ate 2 pieces of bitter melon the other day. So I think I'm pretty set. Like, I can go cross off raise a good eater. But then I heard that lots of kids start out eating everything and then they change. And now I'm feeling really anxious. So I really want to talk to 2 wise friends who have some experience in the matter. Matthew Amster Burton wrote a book called Hungry Monkey about trying to raise his baby daughter, who's now 13, as an adventurous eater. And his co-host on the podcast Spilled Milk is Molly Weisenberg, who has a young daughter of her own. Molly, Matthew, thanks so much for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having us.
Hello.
Okay, so is it true that my dear darling sweetheart baby is going to stop eating broccoli rabe and fish cheeks and I'm going to resent her for it?
Well, it might be true. I mean, that's the bad news. You know, everything you've done right so far is going to buy you absolutely nothing in about a year or so when, you know, it's not just that she starts having opinions of her own. It's that she's going to get less hungry. You know, a baby is just like, you know, doubling in size every couple of months practically. And then when they hit 2, it slows down a lot and they need to eat a lot less. And that freaks parents out.
Well, and I mean, the other thing is that, you know, she's going to start figuring out that she has lots of opinions. And I don't know, there's a mixed blessing in there, don't you think, Matthew? I mean, like, my kid, pretty much, my daughter's 4. And I think if she were left to her own devices, she would eat all different forms of meat all day long, supplemented with some fruit. And that's, I don't know, I think it's kind of cool to see that develop. But it is frustrating at times.
Your daughter's paleo.
Basically. Yeah, my tried and true method for eating happily with my child is to pretend that I absolutely don't care whether she eats what's in front of her or not.
That's fascinating because I, when you know, if there's a day, and there are these days where, you know, I try to feed my dog and she's just kind of not into it, I start to panic. It's irrational. I know it's irrational, but I actually do start to feel like, oh my God, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah, and I mean, aside from the nutritional part, you know, as food people, we are like programmed to feel personally offended when someone doesn't like the food that we made, right? And when it's this person that you love and just want to share everything with them, and they're like, "Nah, I don't like this," I would feel crushed. And like, I knew that if I showed it, you know, the light would go off in the little brain and be like, "Okay, you know, this is my lever of control over Dad, and I am going to use it every day for the rest of my life." And I mean, she has plenty of levers of control over me that she does use, but I wanted to try and sort of nip that one as much as possible. And sometimes I succeeded, and sometimes not.
So stone face, poker face.
Yeah, and I did not by any means originate this idea. I got it from Ellen Satter's book, Child of Mine, which is a great book about feeding infants to teenagers, basically. And I recommend it, but also you can be boiled down to kind of provide good food and then don't worry about whether and how much they eat at any given meal.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because I grew up, I think, in a pretty like typical American household where like I had to have milk every night with dinner and I was supposed to take a like no thank you helping of everything, even if I didn't want it. And, you know, it's a tricky balance to figure out how to help your child taste all the things you want them to taste while also acting like you absolutely have no stake in the game and you're just putting the food in front of them and they get to choose what they eat. And I would also say that all 3 of us are raising daughters.
Yep.
And I also think that this is kind of like a thing about like, I want my daughter to know when she's hungry and know when she's full and know what she wants. Like, it's her body. She's in charge of it. It's kind of a feminist issue.
Yeah. That's super, super interesting. And it's really a matter of the world is full of messages, particularly for young girls and women, mm-hmm. about eating and what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat and how it's going to affect your body and how you're going to look and how people are going to judge you and how like all that stuff totally, totally is going to be bombarding them. You know, but there's still this part of me that's always like, I want you to be a great eater. I want her to be super adventurous. But I don't know. Is that does it matter? Am I just trying to live vicariously through her? Like, why does it matter so much to us?
Whether it matters or not, the way she eats at, you know, age 1 or 2 or 3 or 8, is not going to resemble that much the way she eats when she's 25, probably. Because I, you know, I remember for me, like, I was a real picky eater when I was a kid. And then I got to college and I saw, okay, there are all these different foods available at the dining hall. And a lot of the people around me are not picky eaters. And it's going to be, you know, I felt peer pressure. And, you know, at that moment, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna hit the salad bar and try some of these things that I see other people trying. And, you know, they were good. Your kid's diet is not set magically at age 3 and is going to last the rest of their life. It continues to evolve. And, you know, we focus on these times when kids are really, really picky because they're expressing their opinions and they're not very hungry and think, okay, we have to solve this problem right now or my kid is going to be in trouble. And it just doesn't work that way.
And I think the tricky thing is, too, you know, I mean, we're all right. We're all perfect parents before we have kids. Of course.
Yes.
Of course. And so I think for those of us who are really into food and love cooking and love eating, like, we want the world to see our child as an adventurous eater.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to be the parent that maybe we used to look at who was letting their kid eat whatever. But the truth of the matter is, I don't know. I feel like my relationship with my daughter around food is really fun and harmonious most of the time. And we're going to learn about food that we eat because it fuels our body and food that we eat because it's fun. And there's time and there's space for everything.
All right. So I guess it's learn to let go and let there be hope. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you, Francis.
Thanks for having us.
Molly Weisenberg and Matthew Amster Burton are the creators of the podcast Spilled Milk. They left us a recipe for braised escarole with beans that Molly swears that her daughter eats, which, I mean, like, I didn't lay eyes on my first piece of escarole until I was 25, so right on, Molly. Anyway, you can find that recipe at splendidtable.org.